You know, those who work in science probably understand your trajectory, but there are those who are watching who would think, if I made that money, I'd sit on a beach, I'd drink beer, and I would just watch the sunset. Kind of like a Corona beer commercial. Have you ever thought about that as a career option?
You know, I find that really pretty boring. So that would be torture if I had to do that every day. That would really be pretty awful for me.
Not only did you, well, you rose, PayPal came up to 1.5 billion. You got out of that. Not only did you invest again, but you invested again twice. Not only that, but you chose probably two of the most risky, capital-intensive industries to go with. Rocket technology, which is basically a bomb,
right,
directed up.
Yeah.
And then cars, which are, you know, we know what's happening in Detroit.
Yeah.
So what is it that motivates there to do that, to go through the crucible again, two times again?
It's much less fun than it may appear. I mean, in the case of what I thought of I would do was start and run SpaceX, then create an electric car company with a few other people. Work just like apply 20% of my time and work on the product design, because I'm like my main thing is engineering and design. So that was an illusion. But I don't really have any choice but to apply a ton of time to Tesla, or the company would be, you know, definitely dead. So,
but the other way to do it, you could have stayed in Silicon Valley, started another few internet companies, made a billion dollars, and then you could have bought Chrysler and probably bought NASA too, and you wouldn't have to start from scratch.
The point is not to sort of own a car company, but rather to accelerate the advent of sustainable transport.
You know, honestly, I don't think everyone needs to go, you know, try to solve like some big, big world-changing problem. I really think like, we should just think like, are we doing something that's useful to the world? Like, if you're doing something useful, that's great. Like, just sort of a usefulness optimization is like, that's like a really good thing. You know, if you've done something that's useful to your fellow human beings, that's, you've done a really good thing. And people should feel proud of doing that.
Is there something about startup businesses that really fuels your desire to work?
I really need to be preoccupied with something. And if I'm just sort of sitting there relaxing, I can only do that for a very short period of time, and then it becomes unbearable.
If you want to do something really innovative, you have to apply a sort of first principles analysis. Don't reason by analogy. Analogies are referencing the past. First principles means you look at the most fundamental truths in a particular arena, and the things that really are almost indisputably correct, and you reason up from there to a conclusion. And if you see that conclusion is at odds with what people generally believe, then you have an opportunity. Now, you can't operate like that on all things because it takes too much mental horsepower. So most of your life you have to operate by reasoning by analogy. But if you really want to innovate, you must reason from first principles to identify the problem.
Our target actually is, we've got a pet snail called Gary. This is from Gary the snail from SpongeBob SquarePants. So Gary is capable of currently, he's capable of going 14 times faster than a tunnel boring machine.
You want to beat Gary?
We want to beat Gary. He's not a patient little fellow, and we want that will be victory. Victory is beating the snail.
But a lot of people imagining, dreaming about future cities, they imagine that actually the solution is sort of flying cars, drones, etc. You go above ground. Why isn't that a better solution? You save all that tunneling cost.
Right. I'm in favor of flying things. Obviously, I do rockets, so I like things that fly. This is not some inherent bias against flying things, but there is a challenge with flying cars in that they'll be quite noisy. The wind force generated will be very high. Let's just say that if something's flying over your head, if there are a whole bunch of flying cars going all over the place, that is not an anxiety-reducing situation.
Well, I mean, if you think about a company is a group of people that are organized to create a product or service.
that's what a company is. So in order to create such a thing, you have to convince others to join you in your effort. And so they have to be convinced that it's a sensible thing, that that there's at least some reasonable chance of success, and if there is success, that the reward will be commensurate with the effort involved. So I think that's getting people to believe in what you're doing and in you is important. So in the beginning, there will be few people who believe in you or in what you're doing, but then over time, as you make progress, the evidence will build and more people will believe in what you're doing.
We are all of us already are cyborgs. So you have a machine extension of yourself in the form of your phone and your computer and all your applications. You are already superhuman. But by far, you have more power, more capability than the President of the United States had 30 years ago. If you have an internet link, you have an oracle of wisdom. You can communicate to millions of people. You can communicate to the rest of Earth instantly. These are magical powers that didn't exist not that long ago. So everyone is already superhuman and a cyborg. The limitation is one of bandwidth. So we're bandwidth constrained, particularly on output. Our input is much better, but our output is extremely slow.
The point of a company is to create useful products and services. You know, a company should not exist in and of itself. It exists. It's a group of people gathered together to make products and services. And if those products and services are great, it's a valuable and useful company. And if they're not, it's not. And so, really, to understand a company, you must use its products. And if you think the products are great, then the company's great. That's it. That's how it is. I think sometimes people fret a bit too much about short-term things, which are clearly just, just bumps in the road type of thing, where there might be a supplier shortage or some shutdown in some part of the world. But really, those things are clearly just kind of one-off items and don't really matter for the long term. So I guess sometimes people fret a little bit too much about this quarter or that quarter, but if you're a shareholder, a company is really like the net present value of future cash flows. And so what is one quarter is not really a big deal. I think if you see people panicking, then instead of saying, oh man, my stock's gone down, this is a buying opportunity.
I think it's a good idea when creating a company to have a demonstration, or if it's a product, to have like a good mock-up, or if it's software, to have good demoware, or to be able to sketch something so that people can really envision what it's about. Try to get to that point as soon as possible, and then iterate to make it as real as possible, as fast as possible.
Could we expend so much energy running around on the surface of the planet that we don't have enough to eventually get off it to another planet if we wanted to? And if so, how long might we have to that point?
I actually think as long as the sun is shining, we'll be fine. If humanity had to get all of its energy from the sun, it could do so. It's really this a truly astounding amount of energy that comes at us from the sun. It's interesting that if you took the land area of used by nuclear plants, including the stay-out zones and everything, and said, okay, what generates more power, the nuclear power plant or just covering it with solar panels? In most cases, it's solar panels. Just the area used by the nuclear power plant in solar panels would generate more energy, because you actually have to have a big stay-out zone. You can't just put a nuclear power plant out in the suburbs and with a bunch of people around it. So you have to have this big clear zone, and so they use a lot of area. And
But just to give you just a sense of how much power can come from the sun, this is literally true what I've just said.